From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
President Donald Trump arrived in a troubled Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. While there, he hosted a roundtable for a discussion about community safety. Kenosha has been the latest hotspot of protest against racism and police brutality after Jacob Blake, 29 years old, was shot several times in the back by police officers on August 23rd. Thus far, two people have been shot and killed during the protests that followed that incident, and the city has suffered massive damage to personal property and businesses. Today, we bring you as much of that community discussion as time will allow.
Thank you very much, everybody, for being here. We took a really incredible tour. Law enforcement has just done such a great job working with the National Guard and working with a lot of people, but we're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin has been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together, and this was an example of what can happen when you do it right. I'm pleased to be joined today by Attorney General Bill Barr, who's doing a fantastic job. And Bill, thank you very much for being here. Secretary Chad Wolf. Chad?
Yes, sir.
Chad, thank you. Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, who's outstanding, I have to tell you. So respected within the beautiful halls of Congress. And I appreciate the great job you do, Ron. I hope the people of Wisconsin appreciate how good a senator is. Do they have any idea? Do they know how good he is? I think they do. You're never going to get not elected, Ron, or I'll be very unhappy. One of the best. And also a young congressman that's been a warrior, true warrior. He's been a fighter not only for some other very good causes, but for this cause, because he was the first one to call me and say, we have a problem. And Brian, I want to thank you, Brian Stile, Congressman, and you have your first re-election, and I think you're going to win it big. I hope you do. You deserve to. My former chief of staff, where's Reince? Reince. Where is my Reince? Reince Priebus, which shows that I definitely like this state, because you are a very proud citizen of right here. You're still here. You never left, did you, huh? You never would leave. You've done a great job. Thank you very much, Reince. Kenosha has been ravaged by anti-police and anti-American riots. They have been hit so hard, and we were able to get involved. David Beth and Daniel Miskinis, who I've been watching a lot on television. Now today I got to know them both very well, and they have done an incredible job. And you're going to say a few words in a couple of minutes, and we would appreciate it. Also, Zach Rodriguez, supervisor, Kenosha County. Zach, thank you very much, Zach. Good job. He had a rough 3 days, but then it got well brought into back in where you wanted it, just where you wanted it. Aaron Decker, supervisor for Kenosha. Aaron, thank you, Aaron. Good job. Thank you very much. Don Kapla, president of Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police.
Yes, sir.
Don, thank you very much. Jerry Johnson, National Trustee of the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police. Jerry, thank you. People have done a fantastic job, really. You have to be proud of them. James and Sharon Ward, pastors, where is it was great speaking to you yesterday.
Sir, it's my honor.
And you're really a very respected man, and I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you both very much for being here. Appreciate it. We also have Major General Paul Knapp, who is around here someplace, but he was really right on the. Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you. He's been fantastic. Paul and Scott and Linda Carpenter, owners of B&L Office Furniture. Scott, you're back there someplace. Thank you. Thank you very much. You got hit pretty hard, right?
Yes, sir.
You got hit pretty hard. That's all right. It's going to get rebuilt. Kimberly Warner, owner of the Authentic Gifts and Report Candle Factory. That's a very fancy name you have there, Report. That's a fancy name, but I'll bet it was beautiful. Is it, are you going to rebuild? Will you be rebuilding?
We were not destroyed, very fortunately, but
so you'll be.
I'm here representing the smaller women, small business downtown.
Okay.
And just being in support and great thanks for saving our town.
Well, we'll be giving you some help, okay? We'll be giving you some help. John Rhode III, owner of Rhodes Camera Shop. Now, I was there, and that was 109 years, and you want to say a couple of words? Would you like to? I'd say...
You're actually being honest.
Where is he?
This side.
Oh, okay. Good. John, stand up, please.
Yes.
Yeah, 109 years?
109 years. Thank you again for coming. Thank you for sending the National Guard. And again, the police and the Sheriff's Department did an awesome job, as well as the Fire Department. Kept up as good as they could. I thank them all.
And we're going to help you. That's a very, very complete rebuild we're talking about down there. That's incredible.
Yes.
If they would have responded to the first call, it would have been a little different story. But they did respond, which is better than some governors, frankly. And once they responded and once we took, you know, control of it, things went really well. You just met some very talented people outside, and I think you're going to have clear sailing. But we're going to try giving you a hand. Your insurance company, you're insured, right?
Yes, we are.
And so they're helping and they're being responsible.
So far, everything.
You'll let me know. You'll let me know. You got to let me know at the end. And Ricky Talapietra. Talapietra. That's a beauty.
It's a long one.
That's a good one. Go ahead, please.
Representing, we have two businesses in downtown that were vandalized. We've been able to rebuild, but I also represent the Downtown Kenosha Incorporated organization, who is leading the rebuilding effort for downtown and uptown. It's been a struggle, but our community has been really incredible. More people have come to help than we know what to do with, but right now what we need is financial support. Loss of business and loss of property is staggering at this point.
All right, we'll be talking to you. We're going to be helping you with law enforcement. We're going to be helping you with some economic development. Get it back in shape. Get Kenosha back in shape, and we'll get it back in, I think, very quickly. I really think so. And we'll be helped by John Morrissey, City Administrator of Kenosha. John, thank you very much. John, you have your work cut out for the next little while, but you'll be fine.
I think we do.
You're going to be in great shape. And Samantha Kirkman, State Representative, District 61. Thank you very much. Congratulations on doing a really great job.
Thank you so much for the resources that you sent. Our constituents weren't feeling safe.
Thank you. Thank you. Great job you're doing. Appreciate it. And Van Wangard, State Senator, District 21, highly respected person, actually.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You
thank
very
you,
much.
Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Great job.
I just want to say thank you so much for your rapid response and the fact that you're coming to a small city in the United States and just saying that that's as important as every other city, and the fact that we did get things under control. This guard has been phenomenal. Our law enforcement people have been working together. We usually work pretty well together in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But this really helps. And Ryan's has a lot to do with that, too. You can tell because you worked with him. So thank you so much. You're in our prayer.
Yeah, thank you. And your reputation's a great one. So thank you very much.
Thank
and
you,
also, this area is a special area. We can't let that happen to this area. So we got here quickly and did the job. Violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers, which your police officers won't stand for, and they didn't stand for it. These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror. My administration coordinated with the state and local authorities to very, very swiftly deploy the National Guard, surge federal law enforcement to Kenosha and stop the violence. And I strongly support the use of the National Guard in other cities, and the same thing would be happening if we did that. You'd have the same thing happen in Portland, and it would happen very quickly. It would all be over very, very quickly. And I just want to thank the two of you for acting so strongly and so bravely and getting it done. And the coordination has been fantastic. You still need that coordination no matter how many people you send in. I just came from a visit of one of the businesses that was burned down, B&L Furniture, and the great 109-year-old camera shop, which I really respect because that was a had a reputation far beyond the state even, and it's terrible to see. Several other business owners, they're joining us, and we have some in the back also. To stop the political violence, we must also confront the radical ideology that includes this violence. Reckless far-left politicians continue to push the destructive message that our nation and our law enforcement are oppressive or racist. They'll throw out any word that comes to them. Actually, we must give far greater support to our law enforcement. It's all about giving them additional support. These are great people. These are great, great people. These are brave people. They're fighting to save people that they never met before in many cases. And they're incredible. We must really be thankful that we have them, and we have to help them do their jobs. We can't be threatening them with their pensions are going to be taken away, their jobs going to be taken away, everything's going to be taken away. They're going to be living a bad life if they utter an incorrect word. You can't do it. We have to have our law enforcement. We cherish our law enforcement. We wouldn't be here without our law enforcement. Even me, I'm here today. I feel so safe. And you went through hell just a few days ago, but I feel so safe. I better be safe, right? I better be safe. But we're all safe, and we're safe because of law enforcement. And we honor you, and I will say this. We have to condemn the dangerous anti-police rhetoric. It's getting more and more. It's very unfair. You have some bad apples. We all know that, and those will be taken care of through the system, and nobody's going to be easy on them either. And you have people that choke. They're under tremendous — I said it yesterday. I said it last night. They're under tremendous pressure, and they may be there for 15 years and have a spotless record, and all of a sudden they're faced with a decision. They have a quarter of a second to make a decision. And if they make a wrong decision, one way or the other, they're either dead or they're in big trouble. And people have to understand that. They choke sometimes, and it's a very tough situation, right? It's a very tough. Then people call them bad and horrible, and they made a bad decision. But if you think of it, when they have, and I know you practice this all the time, where you give people literally a quarter of a second to make a decision, and a lot of them can't make that right decision. It's a very tough thing to do. The vast and overwhelming majority of police officers are honorable, courageous, and devoted public servants. They're incredible. Yet many politicians ignore their sacrifice and ignore the African-American, Hispanic-American victims. We have people, there was love on the streets, I can tell you, of Wisconsin when we were coming in. There was love on the streets. And so many African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, I can see waving. Pastor, it was so beautiful to see. They want to have safety. They want to have safety. You look at, I'm not a huge believer in polls, obviously, but you look at polls with its 87% want to have great police. They want to have strong police. They want to have safety. They're the ones that are most affected by tragedies like you'll see going around. When these allegations of police wrongdoing, and when you see that they have made allegations, they must be fully and fairly investigated, and that's what we're doing. Bill Barr's done a fantastic job in that respect. And we fully understand that, because you do have problems the other way, but they're very few. You know, the sad thing is you can do 10,000 great jobs as a policeman or a policewoman. You can do an incredible job for years, and then you have one bad apple or something happens that's bad. And that's the nightly news for 3 weeks. That's all they talk about. They don't talk about the thousands and thousands of good jobs, the lives that you save, they never talk about. So I'm committed to helping Kenosha rebuild. We all are. We will provide $1 million to the Kenosha law enforcement so that you have some extra money to go out and do what you have to do. You took a rough, it was a rough week, to put it mildly, and you've done it incredibly well. I'm also providing nearly $4 million to support these small businesses that I talked about today that got burned up, burned down. And we're going to be providing over $42 million to support public safety statewide, including direct support for law enforcement and funding for additional prosecutors to punish criminals and resources to provide services to victims of crime. And that was Bill Barr wanted that money put in. So that's $42 million that'll help with prosecutors and all of the other things that are so important to you. You need that, because when you grab them and then nothing happens and they're back on the street, that doesn't work out too well. My administration is restoring public safety. We're hiring more police, surging tough-on-crime federal prosecutors, increasing penalties for assaulting law enforcement, and for dismantling Antifa. they don't want to mention the word Antifa. Nobody mentions it. This is a bad group of people. Very, very bad, very dangerous group of people. And we are doing a big number on Antifa. They're bad. Earlier this year, we announced Operation Legend to surge federal law enforcement to high-crime neighborhoods. It is a thing that has really worked out amazingly well, Bill, but it's really understated in a sense. We've already conducted more than 1,000 arrests in our first month in Chicago. We went to Chicago very recently. Obviously, that's been a disaster, Chicago, total disaster, with, again, radical left Democrat, and we just have to straight. It's all Democrat. Everything's Democrat. All of these problems are Democrat cities. We don't want to say it, but it is. The top 10 are Democrat, then you go into the top 25 and take a look at that. It's the same thing. We cut the number of murders in Chicago last month in half. Still way too many, but they Operation Legend was very, very, very successful. Now it's just really getting going, but they cut it in half and just at its very early stage. This is in sharp contrast to those who want to slash police funding, oppose using the National Guard, and want to hire radical judges and prosecutors who will release rioters, looters, and criminals. We have that in Portland, where the prosecutors don't want to do anything. You can catch somebody doing the worst crime, and they don't want to do anything. So we're very, very upset about that. So we're not going to be cut police funding. If you look at what they want to do, they want to cut police funding. We want to increase police funding substantially. They want to end cash bail, which has been a killer for New York. If you look at what's happening in New York, they allowed thousands of people out of jail in New York, and they're walking around, and they're causing nothing but problems. Who would not know that? You don't have to know anything about policing. I'm not a policeman, but I would know that if you let these people out, many of them are going to cause tremendous problems. So they want to end cash bail, incentivize prison closures. They want to close the prison so that can't hold anybody. Reimagine public safety, end immigration enforcement, resume catch and release at the border. Chad will tell you, we've had tremendous success on the border. We're up to over 300 miles of border wall, and we're having the best year we've ever had in the border. People are coming in, but they only come in legally, or they, for the most part, they only come in illegally. The wall will be finished very shortly. It's had a tremendous impact. So, and the other thing, we want to appoint Supreme Court justices and judges. We'll be up to almost 300 judges by the end of the term and two Supreme Court justices. And so we have a lot of things to do. We have a lot of great things to do. But it's an honor to be in your neighborhood. It's an honor to be in your great state, Wisconsin. And we're here for you all the way. Some people thought it would be a good thing for me to come, a bad thing. I just wanted to come. I really came today to thank law enforcement and to just really that what you've done has been incredible. It's been really inspiring because you see it happening all over. And it just never seems to end. And it never seems to end because it's almost as though they don't want it to end, because you ended it really fast. And Congressman, I want to thank you for the job you did. You were the first call, and I want to thank you very much, Brian. Great, really great job. With that, I'd like to introduce Bill Barr, Attorney General of the United States. Say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. As most of you know, whenever there is an officer-involved shooting in our country, it's reviewed by local authorities. To ensure that it was reasonable force. And when there are questions raised about it, the federal government also, the Justice Department, also reviews it. And like all procedures and processes in our country, we do it under due process. And we try to reach a dispassionate, reasoned decision based on an analysis of the situation. We do not allow judgments to be reached because of mob violence. We do not have mob violence in this country make our decisions over the fate of individuals when their actions are challenged. And when this shooting occurred here in Kenosha, under the direction of the president, we told the DOD, the Defense Department, to get ready some National Guard units in case they were needed to help here. And from several states volunteered to supply National Guard if they were needed. And the president directed me to assemble a group of federal law enforcement that could be dispatched here. which we did, and staged them in Chicago. And we were picking up information that these violent instigators were coming to Kenosha. They were coming from California, Washington State, a lot from Chicago, and they were coming up to Kenosha. So we expected matters to get worse. The violence that erupted shortly after the shooting is simply not a legitimate response to a police shooting. And the looting and the arson were unacceptable. And as it progressed, it became more and more distant from the issue of racial justice. It was violence for violence sake. And once again, we saw the hijacking of a protest by a hardcore group of radicals who were carrying out, planning a coordinated violent attack on law enforcement, on public property, and on private property. And that can't be tolerated. But these are the same people, many of them who came from out of town. Out of 175 arrests, 100 were from out of town. And these are the same people using the same tactics that have been used in various cities, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Chicago, now Kenosha, Portland. And they use these black block tactics, throwing projectiles at police, and literally trying to inflict injuries on police, arson, and rioting. They came equipped, as even the mayor of Washington acknowledged, they come equipped to fight. And it's completely unacceptable. And the state is the first line of defense. If local leaders are committed to keeping the public safe, it can be done. And while it was slow in getting off the starting block, this is an example that when you have the local political leadership backing the police, you have the state willing to put in the resources in terms of National Guard, and the federal government able to come up with support such as the FBI, the Marshals, and ATF, who have some special skills and forensic ability to help, there will be peace on the streets. And there's going to be accountability. What people don't see is that in all of these cities, there are task forces of federal and state officers reviewing all the video that we can get our hands on. And when we are able to identify people who committed crimes in these riots, going all the way back to the beginning, whether they're burning police cars or throwing rocks at people, which are deadly, they will be prosecuted. That's a large-scale effort, and it's going to continue. So I can tell you, Mr. President, that as far as the federal government is concerned, we welcome the opportunity to work with state and local to deal with this public safety issue. Law enforcement is used to working together. We do a good job when we're allowed to work together. This is no different than dealing with violent crime where we work together. We can achieve results, and the federal government is willing to use all our tools and all our laws to bring these people to justice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're doing a great job, Bill. Thank you. Senator Ron Johnson from your wonderful state, and he is one of the great senators, I can tell you that, in the U.S. Senate. He's one of the best. Ron, please.
There's no doubt what you've been talking about in terms of the decisiveness, the resolve, the surging of resources. I think 44 different counties sent representatives from different sheriff departments that really helped stop the rioting and bring peace to the streets. But we have, you know, Pastor Ward and his wife, and I reached out because I was just so appreciative of Julia Jackson's words of forgiveness and of healing. And so you combine the proper role of law enforcement, the support for law enforcement, with people that also want to end the violence, that are willing to forgive and are willing to offer those words of healing. So I thought that was very powerful. I was really appreciative. And Mrs. Ward, thanks for talking to me. And then, you know, Pastor Ward, thanks for calling me back.
Pleasure.
That's also incredibly important. Is the here in Wisconsin, a little bit of a side, but Charles Krauthammer once gave a speech here and said, "You always hear Minnesota nice? I say Wisconsin even nicer." And that's true. I mean, we are nice people. We have common sense. We all share the same goal. We all want a safe, a prosperous, but secure Kenosha, Wisconsin, America. So we really do share the same goal. So as important, and it is, it's so important to support law enforcement. My message to the folks out here is that it's a very small percentage of the American population that are doing the rioting, that are trying to defund the police. The vast majority of Americans are so appreciative of the service and the sacrifice and the help they get from law enforcement. So I don't want law enforcement to be dispirited at all, because the vast majority of Americans are for you, the vast majority of Wisconsinites. But at the same time, it takes American citizens to offer those words of forgiveness and try and attain that type of unity and healing. So again, Mr. President, I thank you for coming here, for coming here to thank law enforcement, to support law enforcement, but also coming here just to support the citizens of Kenosha and Wisconsin as we rebuild, as we recover from something that the vast majority of people abhor and do not support.
Thank you very much, Ron. Appreciate it. Congressman, please. Brian Stile.
Mr. President, I appreciate you being here. As events spiraled out of control, people started calling me. They were scared. They were nervous. They were concerned about their safety, their family's safety, their home, their place of employment, and they were looking for where to turn. And it was very clear from talking to folks here in the city of Kenosha, local elected leaders, that we needed additional resources in the community of Kenosha immediately. That's ultimately why I called you on Tuesday morning. And after only 7 minutes, you got on the phone with me. You said, Brian, I'm there for the people of Kenosha. And the people of Kenosha, everyone that called me, wanted public safety here in this community, and they wanted it immediately. They didn't care if the help was Democrat, Republican, or from the man on the moon, but what you did is made the call and said, enough's enough. We need to get resources into the community of Kenosha. And ultimately, when that offer was accepted, I think it became very clear to the criminal element that they knew that Kenosha meant business. We made some significant arrests in conjunction with local law enforcement, working very well with the federal government, hand in glove, when I talked to folks Absolutely. In law enforcement here in Kenosha. And when the federal government works hand in hand with the state and with local government, you can get a lot done. And I think it speaks volumes about the people here in the community of Kenosha. This is a hardworking, family-loving town that wants safety in their community. And one more piece is, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of the men and women in law enforcement, those on the front lines. I spoke to a gentleman that had a brick thrown at him. I've spoken to law enforcement officers who had horrific words said about them. And these men and women are members of our community that wake up every day, put the badge over their heart, walk out the door, sworn to answer the call to protect our community. And I think you coming and saying thank you to those men and women in law enforcement speaks volumes. And today we have public safety restored. We appreciate all the work you did on that. And now we begin the work of healing and rebuilding Kenosha to make Kenosha stronger than it's ever been before. Good. We thank you very much for being here, Mr.
Thank
President.
You, Brian. Great job. David Beth, Sheriff, please.
Mr. President, thank you so much for being here. When this started Sunday night, we knew it was going to get worse, but we really didn't know how bad. And there's no way that one, or in our case, two agencies can work together to fight what happened. When we put out the call initially to the state and local law enforcement here, it was a tremendous response, but it still wasn't enough on Monday night. The National Guard started coming on Monday night and started helping us, and their numbers kept growing. And we called Brian on Tuesday morning early, the leaders of Kenosha, and we said, we'll take help from whoever will send it our way. We want to protect the people of Kenosha, the city of Kenosha, the county of Kenosha. We want to protect it. And Brian said, I'm going to make a phone call. And a short time later, we knew that the resources of the United States, of the federal government, and of the president were on its way. And we knew that it took a little discussion between state and federal levels, but we're very thankful that it worked out, because, as I said, I didn't care who I got help from. I wanted resources here, and after it was approved, and I got the word that the president said, whatever you need, it's coming.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks. for listening.